back with another episode of the Mind and Fitness Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Lindenstein. It is February the 10th. As always, I wanted to make sure that I thank the patrons of the podcast. So let's run through this. John, Brooke, Carrie, Jason, and David, Colette, Matthew, Mindy, Irina, Kelly, Tony, Francisco, Ashley, Michael, Mike, Victoria, Chad, Anthony, Jen, and Nate, Christina, Ross, Caroline, Julie, Casey, Brian, Arnie, Barb, and Kim. Thank you all so much for supporting the podcast and continuing to support the podcast. It means the world to me. So I'm just taking one last note of something I don't want to forget to say on the podcast. So I'm struggling with what to call this episode for today. It is a solo episode, just like last week, and I'll be back next week with an interview. I'm sorry, I guess is it. It has taken 161 episodes for me to, in my opinion, drop a real snoozer and a disservice to the listeners. And that's what I feel like last week really was. Now, before you email me or send me a message and say, don't be so hard on yourself, it sucked. It totally sucked. And it's one of those things where I got sucked back into the allure of using. Here's the thing. If you've been following Sarno or Schubiner or this podcast or Nicole Sachs or anybody that's in this field or realm of work for any given amount of time or any period of time, they say to shy away from any sort of a physical treatment. But the challenge sometimes is that a physical treatment and going after any sort of physical modality or body work as an athlete sometimes can be a real mind fuck. And so I'll tell you what I mean. If you're following along on Patreon, so if you're a patron of the podcast, patreon.com/the Mind and Fitness Podcast, I've been dropping very regular video content of the weightlifting program that I'm going through right now. And it is strenuous and it has a lot of volume to it. And it's exhausting. And I do it first thing in the morning and the weights are getting heavier and heavier. And my body has needed a little bit more work than usual. So I've put in some new stretching. I've done some new upper back bodybuilding work with it. I was doing some yoga for a little bit. And but yeah, stretching. And then last week's episode was talking about trigger points. And when I went back to the episode and listened to it, even though in my mind, one way that I would hear it would be some of the messaging on there was that trigger points will never be solved unless you do the mind-body work. But at the same time, though I do regular mind-body work, it still is very easy to walk that line and do things like trigger point work, smashing balls into your smashing things like lacrosse balls and such or foam rollers or whatever into your tissue. It becomes very easy to use that as a crutch. And so this weightlifting program that I've been on, which has been extra strenuous, and so I've spent more time doing stretching and different types of warm-ups and things like that than I otherwise normally would. And I think I had become a little bit more reliant in the last week or so on doing the body work. And my body was screaming on Friday of this past week. And so I'm doing more and more stretching or whatever. And Saturday, late Friday night, I did a whole stretching routine in the front of the house. And then I'm doing foam rolling and all this kind of stuff while I'm listening to or watching the TV. And I wake up Saturday and I am just tighter and in more pain and all this kind of stuff. And it wasn't the good feeling day after a really hard workout kind of pain. It was the nervous system is wrapping around me like a boa constrictor type of pain. And in that moment, I knew that the stuff that I'd been doing the last couple of days was completely anti the messaging that I give on this podcast. And so for that, I'm going to say sorry. And another thing that is interesting is that I went on that night to do, relying back on my best tools in the toolkit and doing somatic tracking work, and particularly doing somatic tracking work as I'm falling asleep. And my God, what a difference. And it loosened me up so much better than all the amount of foam rolling and stretching and smashing and all that stuff that I'd been doing on Friday night. So I guess that maybe the main thing to take home from this is if, even if you are an athlete and you spend a lot of time doing different types of things, whether it's stretching or rolling on a ball or doing yoga or doing whatever, that you may be able to get significantly more bang for your buck by regulating the nervous system, because the nervous system is what is king. Muscles can't constrict unless your brain is being used, basically. That applies to just about anything, whether you're lifting weights or whether you're lifting a car off of your kid or whether you're picking something up or, you know, whatever the case is, the brain is involved. And so the original title for this podcast, I think I'm going to call it I'm Sorry, but the original title was going to be Feelings Aren't Hot Stoves, They're Meant to Be Felt. And so that somatic tracking I was doing and kind of coupling it with a little bit of the Adam Heller stuff of right now, what emotion am I feeling? And just visualizing the spots in my back that were just hot spots and hurting and all that kind of stuff. And I mean, it was like not instant dissolving, but certainly within a few seconds to a minute or two, that stuff dissolving and just feeling so much more at ease and at peace, even going through that turmoil that I always feel when I do that kind of stuff. Feelings aren't hot stoves. They're meant to be felt. And so, trying to avoid things. And sometimes in my life, I get some tips or I get some clues that maybe I'm starting to head into some kind of a nervous system block, let's call it, where some people may feel pain. Sometimes I'll feel pain, but then I'll also just start obsessing over things. And I've talked about this before, whether it's researching cell phones or pickup trucks or motorcycles, and or whatever, big motorcycle season's coming up. My buddy and I, Matt, are doing it's called an iron butt, but the idea is that you do 1,000 miles in one day. So we're going to ride from Seattle, Washington to Missoula, Montana in June, and we're going to do it in one day, 500 miles there, 500 miles back. Basically, we're going there to have lunch and drink a beer and then drive all the way back. And my wife thinks it's the dumbest thing ever, but it's just what I'm doing. So I've been researching, do I want to swap out my motorcycle for something a little bit more limber, is that the right word? More athletic, smaller, weighs less, whatever. My bike is a beast. It is a monster of adventure bikes. It's 600 pounds. And, but at the same time, it's awesome. It has a little bit of work that needs to be done. The valves need to be adjusted, that kind of thing, but it is an absolute monster on the road and has kept me safe and all that kind of stuff. Sorry, Google wants my password, I guess. You know, I've been researching that, but I was really researching so hard on Wednesday night and then even more on Thursday night and all that kind of stuff. And again, it's just, I have these little tips, and I would say for you, maybe think really intrinsically and start to think about what sort of things do you do that maybe you're doing to avoid feeling certain things. I've talked about on this episode before, just go to the grocery store, and if you're standing in the line, observe the people around you, but also observe yourself. Are you able to just deal with the discomfort of standing there in a line without looking at your smartphone? So like, that's a really easy challenge to do. But if you're spending an excessive amount of time on TikTok or any social media site or any idea or any story that you keep grasping onto and going back to over and over again, it was like this for me around the election time and certainly around the certification of the votes and into the inauguration. I was just compelled. I was so drawn into the entire story and all the drama that surrounded it. It was like a great movie, but I couldn't keep my eyes off of it. It's because I couldn't deal with the uncomfortable feelings of all the things that come with it. And that will range from just goodness, there's a lot of divide that is happening amongst not just the country, but people that I know and people that I'm friends with that I don't talk to all that often anymore. And a lot of it is just has to do with, I can't believe that they feel good or at peace with the things that they believe. And that's just one example, like, of politics, and it sucks. But you know, it seems like it's just sort of the way that we're in. I mean, people become friends with other people because of their shared ideas and their shared notions and how they see the world and the things that they value and all this, which all these things that I'm talking about very much lay in line with that. It's something else also that just has to be kept in practice. I have talked about the necessity for doing something as a part of your practice or your routine or whatever the case is. For me, it's a minute or two of somatic tracking is when I feel my best. When I do that, maybe not every day, but close to every day right before bed seems to be a good thing. For other people, it's journaling regularly or meditating or going for a walk in nature or whatever the case is. And I was thinking about, maybe this isn't a good comparison, but I was thinking about when I was first starting out in CrossFit, and the snatch was a lift. It's a lift that I love to do now. It's my favorite thing to do when I am weightlifting, but I was terrified of it at first because I wasn't good at it and I didn't feel comfortable doing it. And so what did I do? I just avoided it. I wouldn't go in on snatch day because it terrified me and I didn't want to look stupid. I didn't want to, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I just didn't do it and I stayed away from it. And because I was staying away from it and making it such an active, being an active participant in avoidance, that really just sent the message to my system that this is something that you have to be scared of or that you should be scared of. So I would get uncomfortable even when they would just come out and super light ones that would happen in workouts. And I think about, my wife has this phrase that I always throw back in her face and she just kind of rolls her eyes. But if I ask her if she wants to go do something, like skydiving is a great example. Skydiving or riding on the back of my motorcycle with me or whatever, her chief phrase is, I have no desire. I mock it sometimes. I have no desire. I have no desire to do that. To me, what that is saying is it's really keeping the fear activated versus just doing the damn thing, was the note that I had taken. If you keep saying, I have no desire, or I don't want to do that, or I can't do that, or whatever the case is, like, you're being an active participant and getting away from that thing. And that tells your nervous system really that there's a problem and that you're scared. And I'm not saying that I'm willing to go jump out of an airplane all of a sudden, but I'm just saying that that frame of mind or that thought might keep you locked in. And then finally, this whole notion of doing things of a physical domain, especially like going to somebody else, like a chiropractor or a physical therapist or whatever, which I think certainly have their place in certain things, injuries, definitely, even just getting good movement patterns for sport, I think is very much warranted. But I was thinking about the notion of how much. So a couple of years ago, I had this motorcycle. It was just a little dirt bike, a dual sport, KLR 250. Kickstart, didn't have anything electronic on it. It was just, you know, it was a total piece of shit, but it was my piece of shit. And it was how I learned how to ride in the dirt. And it had started having problems. And so I had that come to Jesus moment where it was either go and take this to a repair shop and it will get done perfectly and well and all that kind of stuff, or I can tinker around with it and do all the things myself. So I adjusted the valves and I rebuilt the carburetor and I redid the air box and I changed a bunch of the hoses and I did a whole bunch of stuff to it, and, you know, put the bike back together, it wouldn't start. I do it all again, put the bike back together, it'll sort of start, but it won't keep going unless I turn the idle way up. So eventually, after three or four times of doing this, I actually got the bike to start and stay on and then run better than it ever had run before. And I don't know if I've ever felt a moment of pride, other than with my kids, more than I did in learning how to do that, because I did it on my own or by myself, which to me, you can throw rolling on a foam roller to get temporary relief and maybe the pride that you would feel about that versus really going inward and addressing the things that you need to with something like somatic tracking or whatever. To me, if you can leverage brain power, mind power to get over the things that you're scared of, which certainly are feelings, think about how much pride you will feel in doing that. And that's really the main message that I want to hit home with today, is, you know, keep doing the damn thing and don't get distracted and it's all a distraction and this kind of stuff. And that's certainly where I had fallen. Because of that, you got a piece of shit episode. And so here I am, episode 162, and I'm happy to be moving forward. I've got an awesome interview coming up this Friday with a psychotherapist. And then it looks like a recovery story is going to be on the way as well. So a lot of cool things coming up, still vlogs and weightlifting videos and stuff like that on the Patreon channel if you're interested in checking that out. Always feel free to email me if you have a really great recovery story. And something I've actually thought about maybe doing coming up is whatever... wherever you are in your process, whether you're just beginning, as long as you're comfortable or understand the Sarno stuff, maybe we do some kind of a podcast together, almost like a coaching session live on air. I've tinkered about doing that. I think it might be a cool idea. If you think that you've got a story to tell, but maybe you just can't get kickstarted, by all means, email me. Maybe let's talk about a way to get you on the show and to actually talk about it on air. All right. We're out of here in 15 minutes. Thank you all so much for the support. As always, the Mind and Fitness Podcast. You can find me on Facebook. You can join our group. You can find me on Patreon. You can leave a 5-star review on iTunes if you feel like I've earned it. But as always, thanks again. I'm Eddie. This is the Mind and Fitness Podcast.